My first guest today will be Gary Carmel. He is the author of the book, The Philosophical Investor, Transforming Wisdom into Wealth. What the hell does that mean? Let's get to Gary Carmel. Let me tell you just a little bit about Gary. He's the president of CWS Capital Partners. It's a real estate investment management firm based in California and Texas. He founded it back in 1969. He specializes in the acquisition, development, and management of apartment communities throughout the United States, where his company owns and operates more than 20,000 units worth of value of over $3 billion. What does he think about this change in attitude, if in fact there is a change in attitude? His new book is called The Philosophical Investor, Transforming Wisdom into Wealth, and it came into publication in March of this year. He is passionate about helping individuals become wealthy, and that, if for no other reason, makes him my friend. Gary, welcome to Home and Family Finance. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
You heard my intro here in terms of millennials and Generation X. Is there a different mindset in terms of these kids now about whether they're going to own a home or whether they're going to rent?
I really do think that is the case, and I think to some degree appropriately so. I was reflecting a bit when you were talking about the Memorial Day parade and the audience is, you know, very much military oriented, as you've told me before. And if you think about after World War II and the GI Bill and the servicemen coming back from war and the incentives to put down your roots in suburban America was being created, and people were in their jobs for many, many years, and they had reliable pensions, and the U.S. was the dominant economic power without much global competition. There was this tremendous sense of stability and security, and that was completely ripe for home ownership. Today, so many of those things are just not in place. There's a lot more, you know, call it insecurity or instability, and the need to be flexible and mobile and really invest in yourself and go to where the opportunities are. And I think that with those circumstances, renting just makes much more sense because you just don't know how long you're going to be in a place and how long you're going to be working for a company. And when you think about what's happening with kind of the reurbanization of many areas of America and people congregating together, that tends to lend itself to, renting in those locations as well. I do think it makes a lot of sense.
It must have a tremendous impact then on the economy and how we invest and how we should be thinking about investing, Gary.
No, it really does. If you think about kind of how overowned we were leading up to the subprime debacle and the culture of home ownership, and it really became problematic. People were tied to these assets with very little equity in them and very high transaction costs. So if something went wrong, they lost a job or a health issue, a divorce, a movement, they really couldn't get out of these assets and have any equity. And so we are changing quite a bit. I mean, if you think of just, you know, the energy consumption of apartments versus households and the lack of, yard maintenance and the lower living space and, the types of amenities that are being created in urban areas, it really is a pretty significant shift. And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, let's talk about that, because that means I've got to rethink my attitude about where I'm going to invest my money and how I get to that retirement number that I need to make sure that my money does last as long as my life. We're talking with Gary Carmel. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. We'll be right back with more. And we're asking the question, are we becoming a nation of renters as opposed to a nation of homeowners? And Gary Carmel seems to think there is that shift. His new book, The Philosophical Investor, Transforming Wisdom into Wealth. Explain to me what you mean by that title, Gary.
Well, I guess it's somewhat of a justification for my liberal arts degree in a finance world, which is, you know, pretty predominantly focused on left brain analytical thinking. And one of the people I tap into in the book is Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's partner, quite a brilliant investor and thinker. And he said, you know, to the man with a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. So it's important to have a lot of tools in your toolbox so you can approach challenges and opportunities creatively. And so I have found that tapping into some of the great thinkers in history, you know, including some investors like Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, along with a Shakespeare, a Schopenhauer, and even a Bob Dylan,
wow,
has helped me learn much more about human nature and some of the challenges that we have as being fallible human beings subjected to waves of fear and greed that often can lead us to make investment decisions that often don't work out for us because we get caught up in, you know, what other people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so tapping into philosophy and great thinkers and learning from my experience has helped me really try to navigate these turbulent waters of economic cycles and investing over the years.
So in just plain common sense, then, the investor today has to kind of break away from the conventional thinking and understand what the trends are. And once you get that, then you are able to make wise decisions about how to invest.
Right. George Soros said, who's a great investor, he said investors have to discount the obvious and bet on the unexpected, because what's obvious is already reflected in prices. And, you know, it's a little different in real estate because that's a longer term asset and it's not as freely traded. But, right, I use the analogy of from the book The Odyssey, Odysseus tying himself to the mast so he's not seduced by the sounds of the sirens, because he knows what his limitations are and his weaknesses are. And that's really important as investors, is to try to project where things might be in 18 or 24 months versus getting caught up where everything is today.
Interesting. And do you think, what drives our young people to that? Is it because they feel insecure given the amount of things that are happening in their world that they break away from the traditional thinking and say, okay, maybe I should just look ahead, you know, 2 or 3 years?
Well, I do think it's I think it's human nature to kind of get caught up with what the crowd is thinking oftentimes, and it's even more challenging with social media and instantaneous 24/7 information coming at us. But, you know, I think that the younger people today are really looking at, you know, being in vibrant areas, making the most of their education and the people they can connect with. They see what's happening in the technology world and sort of some of the perceived instant millionaires. And there's this perception that I think for some people that, yeah, I'm going to kind of I want to be where the action is,
mm-hmm,
you know, in a San Francisco, in a Los Angeles, a New York, a Dallas, a Chicago. And I from there, if I'm in the right circumstances, meeting the right people, the right opportunities may come about, and I may be able to kind of change my financial outcome.
My guest is talking about, you know, the trends and how they change. And when we come back, we'll ask him to tell you specifically what you should be looking for. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Barry. We're talking with a gentleman who is looking at our economy and seeing changes. And some of you may not see the changes, but you feel them. And as a result, you're making changes in where you're looking to invest in the future. Tell us some of the major economic and demographic trends impacting the U.S. economy now.
Well, there are some pretty powerful trends. We've been talking about home ownership versus renting, and one of the things we're seeing for us is there's the delayed marriages. People are starting families later. Young people are burdened by student loans, and the mortgage market is, you know, much tighter than it was in the go-go days. So all of that to us speaks to continued emphasis more on renting versus home ownership, particularly among the millennials. And then I would just say we have aging demographics in the developing developed world, which I think is going to probably slow economic growth or keep it slower than it otherwise would be. So I think that's a big global phenomenon as well.
And your book kind of delves into all of that. Tell me the name of the book and where I can get it, please.
Sure. It's called The Philosophical Investor, Transforming Wisdom into Wealth. It's available on Amazon. It's in many Barnes & Nobles around the country and independent bookstores. And then if you want to get more information about some of the things I talk about, I have a blog called GaryCarmel.com, GaryCarmel.com. And then our company website for, you know, more information about real estate and things like that is CWSCapital.com. So kind of a present in many different facets out there.
You know, the other thing that I think is important to remember is that today we live in such fast communication. These young people, and some of us not so young, hear about everything almost before it happens. And what I mean by that, I'm aware of what's happening in Syria and in Iraq. I'm aware of what happens in Crimea with Russia. I see the world doing things that all over the place, and none of it gives me a sense of security. What role does that play in terms of what I'm thinking about in terms of investing, Gary?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It does feel like the world is more insecure, and maybe that's because of the access to information we have. But, I think it just kind of feeds that theme of insecurity. And, will something happen from a terrorist perspective? Will there be, you know, more of a security apparatus in the U.S.? How long will I be at this job for? Will my company get hacked? Will that lead to a financial problem, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I think that we have to deal with it. We're bombarded with that information almost every day, and I think that may be why some young folks are saying, you know, I'm not willing to put down my roots because I'm not sure how long this is going to be like it is, and things are going to change. And thus, we make the move, I think, from being away from home ownership into being more of a renter's nation. I guess in a way, you feel like there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we survive as a country either way, right?
Oh, sure. Right. I think home ownership is wonderful for the right set of circumstances. It's excellent. But I think renting provides flexibility and housing options and location choices, which I think is wonderful. So I think we just got out of balance, and I think we're getting more in balance, and I think that's a healthy thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree anymore. It's great. It's still the greatest country in the world, and your book is a good book. Gary Carmel, author of the new book, The Philosophical Investor, Transforming Wisdom into Wealth. And that's what we're all about, folks, helping you become solid investors and financially secure. Gary, thanks for being with us. Come back and talk to us again soon, would you please?
I would love to, Paul. Thank you so much.
You bet. Absolutely. Coming up next, he knows what you should know about being secure. Al Corby joins us to talk about being safe.